But it's unclear if that many staff members will be let go. The Bodine Company is fighting a proposed record $8.6 million fine levied by the North Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board for alleged discharges from their quarry on Mark West Springs Road. The company's invested over $4 million in stormwater capture and treatment systems to mitigate runoff into Mark West Creek, Porter Creek, and eventually the Russian River. The Water Quality Control Board says their equipment failed and allowed for excessive runoff during storms. A public hearing is scheduled for October 2nd through the 4th at the Regional Board's offices on Sky Lane Boulevard in Santa Rosa. We told you yesterday of Macy's plans to close an additional 150 stores within the next 3 years. This morning, we know of one location on the chopping block, the iconic Macy's on Union Square in San Francisco. The 400,000 square foot building on Geary Street will be put up for sale, according to Macy's. The city of San Francisco, as well as the Union Square Alliance, hopes to work with Macy's to find a way to keep the store open. An exact closing date has not been set, but is anticipated sometime next year. Toyota is recalling about 381,000 Tacoma mid-size pickup trucks in the U.S. because a part can separate from the rear axle, increasing the risk of a crash. The recall covers certain trucks from the 2022 and 2023 model years. Toyota said that welding debris left on the ends of the axles can cause some nuts to loosen over time and eventually fall off. Any damaged components will be repaired or replaced. Customers will be notified by mail in late April. Joe Biden and Donald Trump have won their party's primaries in Michigan. However, the uncommitted vote on the Democratic side came in second at 13.3%, signaling President Biden may be vulnerable in swing states. Trump won over 68% of the vote to Nikki Haley's 26.5%. Lake Tahoe is about to get slammed with snow. Elevations above 5,000 feet are forecast to receive 5 to 8 feet of snow, with spots above 7,000 feet possibly getting 10 to 12 feet through Sunday, and likely will get more into early next week. Wind gusts could hit 100 miles an hour on Saturday over the ridges. A blizzard warning is already posted. Travel on Highway 50 and 80 will be treacherous, if not impossible, starting on Friday. So basically, if you need to go to Tahoe, I would go today. 8:03 at KZST, time for another check of traffic from the CHP in Sonoma County. After that, we'll say hello once again to CHP officer Shane Young. Hello there, Shane. How are the roads?
Good morning. We still have no accidents to report. There is some heavy traffic northbound from Golf Course to College, and southbound traffic starts near Steele and continues towards Baker. There is some traffic starting southbound as you approach Pepper, and just continue to drive safe and buckle up. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer Shane Young on KZST.
Hi, I'm Debbie Abrams. The designers at Cocostico Home are such lifesavers. I recently took a hard look at my living room sofa and realized, wow, that sofa is not okay. It's time for something fresh. Emily to the rescue! Emily is one of the fabulous designers at Cocostico and all about enhancing our lifestyle. I want my home to reflect my taste and sensibility, and now thanks to Emily, I have an up-to-date, beautiful sofa. Cocostico has so many choices. She helped narrow down my color and fabric preferences. Their family-friendly and performance fabrics are great for busy homes. Banker Boy and I are empty nesters now, so I got something a little fancier. What a treat. Thanks, Emily. Cocostico Home. Sofas, sectionals, dining tables and chairs, accessories, and the largest lighting inventory in Sonoma County. Remember, shop today and enjoy your new look tonight. On West Steele Lane across from Cottingtown and online at cokasdiko.com. Attention Santa Rosa, are you ready to take a step towards a healthier heart? Join me, Debbie Abrams, and Sutter Health at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts Thursday, February 29th for a life-changing evening with Heart Health 101. Starting at 6 p.m., immerse yourself in our marketplace exhibits. Enjoy heart-healthy appetizers. Explore health-related vendors, including relaxing chair massages. Prepare to be enlightened by their renowned cardiologists and heart specialists. They'll dive into everything from basic heart functions to comprehensive strategies for preventing and managing heart disease. And don't miss the interactive Q&A session, your chance to ask the experts. Remember, the event is absolutely free, but please RSVP. Let's make heart health a priority, Santa Rosa. For details, visit norcal.info/heart. norcal.info/heart. We'll see you there.
From the community calendar, Windsor Wheels provides free rides for local homebound seniors. Volunteers drive seniors to their medical, social, and recreational appointments. For more information, go to KZST.com. In sports, the Warriors beat the Washington Wizards 123-112 last night. They will play the New York Knicks Thursday at 4:30. And your forecast, sunny, beautiful for this afternoon. If you need to get outside, today is your day. Low to mid-60s. Tonight, clouds start to increase. There's even a chance of rain by early tomorrow morning. Lows in the mid-40s. Tomorrow afternoon, rain and wind, highs in the 50s. Rain will continue pretty much through Sunday, with 2 to 3 inches falling for most across Sonoma County. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. The estate of Donna Summer sued Kanye West and another man on Tuesday for what its attorneys say is the illegal use of her 1977 song, I Feel Love, in their collaboration, Good Don't Die. West sought permission to use the song, but it was rejected because the Summer estate wanted no association with West's controversial history. But he went ahead and used portions of the song anyway. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen. KZST.
Saturday morning, jumped out of bed and put on my best suit. Got in my car, raced like a jet all the way to you. Knocked on your door with heart in my head to ask you a question, 'cause I know that you're an old-fashioned man. Yeah. Can I have your daughter for the rest of my life? Say yes, 'cause I need to know. You say I'll never get your blessing till the day I die. So of love, my friend, but no still means no. Why you gotta be so rude? Don't you know?
County's KZST. Well, up next, our cute and our fluffy segment we call Pet of the Week, thanks to our friends at the feed store. Hold on.
They say cats and dogs don't get along. Well, I'm a cat, and I disagree.
I wash her ears. She doesn't stick me with her toe needles.
We're pals. It's great.
As long as I don't try to sleep in my own bed.
It's so roomy. I can really stretch out. Besides, you're fine on the floor.
Sounds like you need a second bed.
Oh, we really do.
The feed store carries a wide variety of dog and cat foods and toys and treats galore. Great cards and gifts, too. That's why we're called the feed store. And a whole lot more. The selection of pet and livestock supplies is incredible. Hay, straw, shavings, and all types of livestock feed, organic and conventional. And we support local 4-H and FFA groups with special pricing. Feed your pets for less. First Friday at the feed store gives loyalty members 10% off. So sign up. The feed store and a whole lot more. 265 Petaluma Avenue in Sebastopol.
Having a heater problem is bad. Getting someone to look at it can be worse. Not at Same Day Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, the North Bay's fastest growing home services company. It's fixed on the same day or you don't pay. Start with our introductory $29 heater tune-up. That's 75% off. Just $29. If you're tired of waiting to hear back from a plumber or furnace company, hit up samedaynorthbay.com today. Always free estimates and second opinions. Samedaynorthbay.com. That's samedaynorthbay.com.
100.1 KZST. It is time once again for Pet of the Week. We say good morning to Priscilla from the Humane Society of Sonoma County. How are you on this fine day?
I am wonderful, Debbie. How are you?
Oh, fabuloso. Is that a word? So,
yes.
It is a beautiful day. Sun is shining. Rain tomorrow.
Gorgeous.
By the way. So,
gorgeous day.
Flip
yep.
tomorrow. So tell us, what is going on these days at the Humane Society?
Oh, Debbie, I can barely sit still. I have the best news. Remember our beautiful dog, Felt, whom we have featured in this segment?
Yes.
Felt
yes.
was adopted yesterday.
Oh, that is awesome. That's awesome. Great news.
There was not a dry eye in the house. It was such a celebration. We were so, so happy. And you know, Debbie, Felt and our fabulously featured pet today are wonderful examples of our sort of adolescent large dogs who've been with the shelter for a long time, our long-termers. They're on special. Their adoptions are 60% off to help move them into their beautiful new homes. And these are examples of the dogs that we transfer in from our wonderful partners like Sonoma County Animal Shelter. There was that great write-up in the paper over the weekend. Lots of people checking in with us about that. We love Sonoma County Animal Shelter so much. They do the best job. They are the greatest people. And we love being their partner and taking in as many dogs as we can from them as often as we can. As that article came out, we had 7 dogs that had just came in from them. And we have more coming in this week. We are working with them all the time, and we just love them. So we just want people to know there are so many people out there working really hard on this, and we can't do it without the support of our community, and we have the best community when it comes to dogs and cats and all our animals. We're just so grateful. Like you guys, like KZST in the feed store.
Well,
we
do have fun doing this.
Very, very, very cool.
Okay, yes. So P, who is our pet of the week?
It is, are you ready?
Yes.
Twice baked potato.
Wait. Twice baked potato.
Twice baked potato.
Is this a doggy or?
He's a doggy.
Describe twice baked potato if you can.
He is an 8.5-year-old, 77-pound mastiff mix. He's a big hunk of love. He's just the most wonderful, wonderful dog. You will see him featured on our socials. We have a great video of our long-termer dogs, and he's in there. He's gorgeous, and of course, he's on KCST.com. He's a fabulous dog, as you were about to hear.
Okay, well, this will be good. So I actually know twice-baked potato. I knew this was happening. So just keep in mind, Priscilla, I have a special song for twice-baked potato at the end of this. So, yeah.
Excellent.
So just listen for that. So twice baked potato.
Will,
so
sure.
Let's do this. If you've never heard this before, pet of the week. So Priscilla actually is doing an ad of sorts, like on a singles website. So so you are actually taking on the dog's character, Priscilla.
I am.
Let's get twice baked potato a new home. It is all you. Go for it.
Thank you, Debbie. Dude, my name's Twice Baked Potato, but you can call me Tato, like short for potato. I'm like a total 77-pound fur covered bundle of chill, man. Belly rubs for days, am I right? Whoa, belly rubs. I'm like totally laid back, bro. Cruising into the best years of my life, looking for my wing pal. Somebody chill and laid back like me, into belly rubs and long walks on the beach. Whoa, the beach. They call me twice baked because I'm the OG couch tater. I'm the master relaxer. Whoa, sounds like a dinosaur. Dinosaur. So, yo, you looking for love and devotion from a guy who'll stay by your side for like ever? No, seriously, I won't move. I'm talking undying affection, dude. And don't even get me started on snuggle time. I'm like totally serious about snuggling, okay? And dude, you want to know the way to my heart? Snacks. Lots and lots of snacks. Munchies for days, man. Am I right? And sun, man. Soaking up rays. Come on. That's my total jam. But it's no fun if it's not with you. You're like my beanie, man, my disc, my board, my dog on hacky sack. I can't live without you. So, dude, bring me home. Seriously, I am the ultimate hang, so hit me up. Check me out at KZST.com. Then call my bros at the Humane Society of Sonoma County, all right? 542-0882. Whoa.
Mama said, so built for oddities, strangers present.
is 8:21, 44 degrees in Santa Rosa. I'm Debbie Abrams, and if you want to see our Pet of the Week, twice-baked potato, check him out at KZST.com.
It's time to cook up a healthy chicken dinner, and your neighborhood grocery outlet invites you to stop by for this amazing deal. Stop by our fresh meat section and pick up Sanderson Farms boneless, skinless chicken breast fillets in the family pack for $1.99 a pound. That's a savings of up to 60% versus traditional grocery stores. Then cook your chicken using Star Extra Virgin Olive Oil, only $4.99 for a 500 milliliter bottle. That's a savings of up to 71%. Wow! Offers good through March 5th, only at your local grocery outlet.
At Empire College of Law, our students aim to positively impact their communities after graduation.
Having been a law student, I'm really loving getting to come back and be a teacher at the law school because I really look forward to helping law school students as they navigate this very unique and vulnerable time in their life and how I can help better prepare students as they deal with the rest of their law school experience, the bar exam, and then their eventual career.
Visit EmpireCollegeOfLaw.org.
It's here, our 15% off sale, Saturday, March 2nd and Sunday, March 3rd. Hi, it's Barry Friedman from Friedman's Home Improvement. You'll save 15% off everything in stock in the store and in the yard. Lumber and building materials, tools, garden and nursery, including clearance. Friedman's 15% off sale, Saturday, March 2nd and Sunday, March 3rd. There's no better time than right now to find what you need and more at Friedman's Home Improvement.
KZST.
Let me show it. You are exactly what I want. Kinda cool and kinda not. Wanna give myself to you. Yeah, we're driving down the freeway at night. I only got one thing in the back of my mind. I'm feeling like this might be my time to shine with you.
KZST, it is 8:26, 44 degrees, some sunshine today, rain back tomorrow. It is chilly, 44 degrees right now in Santa Rosa. I'm Debbie Abrams, and now a feature called That's So Sonoma County, Wine Road Barrel Tasting, where thousands of visitors descend on the Alexander, Russian River, and Dry Creek Valleys to sip vino. The popular event is this weekend, both days. It's in his 46th year. Wine Road Barrel Tasting. That's So Sonoma County. Cheers.
I'm good, yeah, I'm feeling all right. Baby, I'ma have the best freaking.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Wednesday, February 28th at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 8:29. I'm Brent Allen. Cool out there now, sunny and mild later on. Currently, we've warmed up to 44 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. Authorities have identified the woman who died Friday in a single vehicle accident just outside of Sonoma as 78-year-old Janet Nicholas, a Sonoma resident and former Sonoma County Supervisor. She served 7 years in the Board of Supervisors, along with being appointed to the State Board of Prison Terms and the State Board of Education. She was driving on Norbaum Road around 10:30 in the morning when her vehicle flipped down an embankment while making a turn. One of California's most polluted properties, a mercury mine in Lake County, is finally getting funding for cleanup. The Sulphur Bank Mine operated between the 1860s and 1957 and is adjacent to Clear Lake near Clear Lake Oaks. Mercury from the mine does leach into the lake. What is left of the mine is a pit the size of 20 football fields, a 90-foot deep acidic pond, and massive piles of waste and old mining equipment. Now, $94 million of Superfund cleanup money is headed there. The project should start sometime next year. Today, Sonoma County will be conducting a test of the SoCo Alert Emergency Notification System starting at 11 a.m. in Windsor